The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
The following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
My God! We are ready for the football!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
If you see a beast, like, you should run, because the beast is really scary.
Bang Cartoon Radio Hour!
Super Bowl 46 ends on a devastating note for the Patriots.
What's the score?
In a 21-17 loss.
Haha, you lost.
Where does Tom Brady rank on your all-time list, Greg?
Well, he's awfully high.
Don't be so mad at Tom Brady.
I hate him, though.
Oh, my God, yo!
No.
Why are you so mad at Tom Brady?
Don't
the sparkle! Some
bullshit, no! I wanted to package with the Super Bowl, Megan!
Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out of my house right now!
You are sick!
You know, I'm very thankful. First and foremost, I gotta thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Oh, stop it!
Representing.
Do you like it?
Yeah! I can only eat so much poop.
I'm tired of watching crap!
I'm throwing up poop.
I only react to what I see with my eyes.
I have seen it with my own eyes.
The Cowboys beat the Giants, the first team in quite a while to win the Super Bowl and lose their opener.
I love Tony Romo.
Tony Romo!
I love Tony Romo.
And we've got a tremendous array of talent here for you.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
When I'm not the brand or sad, I turn to Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Take that, motherfucker.
And now, here's John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Everything I am is an illusion. Everything I am.
Come on.
This game is over, and the Redskins are headed to the NFC playoffs. For the first time since 1999, the Redskins are NFC East champions.
Yes, they are.
And they defeat the Cowboys at FedEx Field 28-18. What a night.
Tony Romo! Yeah!
Ah! There we go.
Happy New Year, Tom. Happy New Year, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Well, now, don't take it so hard. I got to tell you, man. It's just
don't take it so hard. What? Yeah.
All right. You're right, man. Take it as hard as you want, but don't sit there and blame Tony Romo.
I know. What is that, Diva Lover? I mean, come on.
In the nothing hasn't been a nothing, and forever more is going to only be a nothing.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of Diva Lover, I noticed that he now has a full line of products that you can order, including fucking iPhone cases with his fat ass face
on it. Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my God. Wow.
Anyway, you know, Romo had a couple of bad throws. I mean, he really did. He got three picks.
Hold on. We can't just jump right into this yet. We got to take care of business first.
No, we're taking care of business.
Yeah, yeah. First off, I'm John. He's Tom. No.
Yeah. You wish. No one. He's got his RG3 jersey on, folks.
F you. Oh, my God. I'm Tom. He's John. And we don't have Tilliard's intro this week. So this is Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, show number 217.
Yeah, Tilliard. What's up, man? Left us hanging.
Coming up, a Sam Huff history lesson.
Yeah.
Dexter Manley says we're all ugly. Not you.
Right.
Not you, John. We. And we'll get to that.
I understand somebody else thinks I'm ugly. We'll get to that
too. Oh, yeah. We have somebody who disagrees with Manley. The record stands. Daffy Irvin coming up. And I'm sure you all been wondering, yes, we will be playing What Did Dick Say? All right,
that's right.
That's going to happen.
That's right. I'm excited for that. That's my favorite game of the year. And when he died, I thought, oh, but
no,
I'm glad
we are. Yeah, we're going to play. We are definitely going to play. Right. Now, first off, Fred Smoot. Fred Smoot, he wanted this. He knew the Redskins wanted this.
Redskin Cowboys, prime time, biggest game of the year. I know how this year started off. Started off slow. Nobody ever thought y'all was going to be here. Control of y'all own destiny, basically. We ain't lose or draw. But I know how much the Redskins want this game and need this game. They want this game. They want to end it right here. They want totally domination. I think it's been like 10, 20 years since it's been a clean sweep of the Cowboys. They want this, and I want them to want this.
He wants them to want this.
They want it, Tom. They want it, and I want them to want it.
I want them to want this.
Right.
I want them to want this.
I'll tell you what, man. Old Fred, he did a week on the radio around here, and I hope he comes back on a little bit more permanently. And he does post-game, of which I have, you know, always been too excited because we've won 7 in a row. I keep forgetting to record him. But, yeah, man, Fred's been taking some enunciation lessons.
Freddie Smoop.
Win, lose, or draw.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know if he's making up words. Maybe he's he properly pronounced. Because he talked about Sherman, the DB there in Seattle that got suspended.
Right.
And about being snubbed from the Pro Bowl.
And we talk about this guy Sherman, man. And we talk about how did this affect his Pro Bowl chances? Because he's one of the guys right now scrambling the gate that everybody feel was snubbed. And right now, do we feel like this drug test had anything to do with it?
Well, of course it did, but...
He was scraddling it, though, Tom. He was scraddling it, and he was scraddling it, and he got snubbed.
Scraddling the gate? What?
Because he's one of the guys right now scraddling the gate that everybody feel was snubbed.
Scraddling the gate. I never heard that phrase before. He was scraddling the gate, John.
I believe down south, scraddling the gate means something like chasing his chicken around or something.
Oh, is that?
Yeah. he was scraddling the gate.
All right, so you wanted to say about the game.
Well, about the game, really. Well, you know, Tony Romo had a bad game, but overall, your offensive line wasn't very good, and your defensive line wasn't very good. I mean, shoot, I hate to be the one to remind you, but our rookie running back just mashed y'all. I mean, into little itty-bitty pieces.
Oh, but I thought it was all Tony Romo's fault.
No, it couldn't have been Tony Romo's fault because he wasn't on the field every time Alfred Morris was pounding it down y'all's throats. The fact that DeMarcus Ware was hurt didn't help you.
I don't recognize many of the guys that were on the field for the Cowboys defense because half of the starters are gone. But you brought up DeMarcus Ware. And, you know, look, I know he kind of had a bum shoulder, whatever. But that had nothing to do with RG3 just burning him. I don't know how many times it happened. I don't know what you call hoodwinked, whatever.
Well, you know, they say when you run that triple option like that, when you run that play, the defensive end cannot be right. No matter what he does.
No.
If you got a quarterback that does it right, he's either running for the running back or he's running for the quarterback, and either way is the wrong decision if you got a quarterback that can do it.
Yeah, but DeMarcus Ware didn't run for anybody. He just froze. Like, what do I do?
he was stoned, stood there cold, immaculate, man. I'll tell you what. Oh. Our boy Trent Williams put him down.
Now, but if you listen to everything on TV, I mean, all I hear is this.
Snap to Romo on first down. A little pop screen intercepted.
Romo looking, going deep. Down the left sideline, Josh Wilson picks it off.
Looks to his left and goes deep down the sideline for Miles Austin. A bad throw, and it's picked up.
Romo tosses it out.
It is picked off. Rob Jetson with the interception. Over the middle, a bad throw, intercepted.
Romo takes the snap. Here comes the blitz. Dump off over the middle, and it's picked off.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. The thing is because you couldn't find anybody else to pin any blame on because nobody else was touched. Did Dez Bryant even play? Where was he? He was knocked and completely out of the game.
Well,
he was
gone.
He got taken out of that game.
Earlier he played. He made some big plays earlier.
I can't seem to recall any, you know, maybe. I'll tell you what, from what I understand, he left the stadium in a wheelchair. They put a hurting on him. And Miles Austin, I don't even know what happened to his foot. What the hell happened to him?
I don't know, man.
He just decided he didn't want to even play anymore. He said, the hell with this. Reed Doughty's out there, and I'm scared.
So anyway, you know, everybody's chiming in against Romo.
You girl chasing, dog padded work. Sorry, no good for nothing.
Right. See, that's all I'm hearing.
Look, I got to also put it out to you that Reed Doughty, the worst defensive safety in the league, took out Vickers, your fullback, and your running back. I can't remember who it was, but I think it was Murray. In one play, he took them both down. That's the biggest tackle that dude's made in 8 years.
I keep talking about, you know, the media coming down on Romo, and you keep bringing up these you know, these plays and these things that happen in the game that weren't Romo's fault.
Right. I don't understand how this happens, Tom. How is it that I keep remembering all this stuff that wasn't caused by Romo that caused the Redskins to win?
Can't get off the field, as usual. You know, third down, incomplete pass. This happens.
Third down, over the middle, incomplete. At the 5-yard line, looking for Garcon on the slant for the kill.
Steve Hatcher doesn't get the call.
Personal foul, roughing the passer, number 97. Contact to the quarterback's head. That's estimated to the goal. First down.
There it is. You know, we can get off the field. No, Jason Hatcher, roughing the passer. It's just stuff like that. It's been that way all season, as I've talked about. No focus, no discipline, just one of the dumbest teams in the NFL.
Well, I mean, you know, it's Jerry Jones, and when you hire a Ryan, I know you were all high when they hired Mr. Ryan, but when you hire a Ryan, 80% of what you get is bluster and bullshit. And as you all know, anybody out there that's got any testosterone that's ever been in a bar fight knows that you can win most bar fights with a lot of bluster and bullshit. You really don't need to know how to fight all that well if you can bluster and bullshit. So, when it comes right down to a scrap, you get your nose bloodied.
Yeah, I know, but again, half our starters are out on defense. Hell, how many years have I said it? We have got to get a friggin' safety. I mean, a legit safety.
Reed Doughty, buddy. I don't want to hear it. We're back there with Reed Doughty and Madu Williams.
You let LaRon Landry go. This guy's in the friggin' Pro Bowl now. Come on.
Oh, my God. That is the biggest joke. And you know what I read about LaRon Landry? He says, you know, don't be thinking that the Jets are going to get a hometown discount because he's a free agent again. So if I'm the Cowboys, I beware. Because, you know, Jerry.
Are you kidding me? The way our safeties have played for the past few years, I'll take him.
Look at his muscles. My God. Hey, he's got those big muscles right there, Tom. It just makes me, almost gives me a goddamn erection looking at him. He looks like a goddamn Adonis.
He played great this year, man.
Hey, you know what? He's good for the 15-yard penalty. He's good for the knockout blow after giving up the first down.
There's nobody in New York played good. Nobody. Hey, New York, how are the playoffs looking? I'll bet you there's one thing that's a fact, Tom, is in New York that you can't get a tee time.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley.
Yeah.
Poor boy, you're bound to die.
Right, there you go, Eli.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go, Eli. I'll tell you what, man, there was a nice meme that was passed around on Sunday of Eli Manning. You know, beat the Eagles 42-7. 5 minutes later, you're out of the playoffs. Tom Dooley. You know, I'm glad the Giants are out. I'll tell you what, Tom. John Mara, I know you listen to this podcast. The owner of the Giants, ladies and gentlemen, listens to this podcast. F you, buddy.
Yeah.
How's that feel, huh?
Yeah.
The two teams that you tried to F over with your stupid salary cap penalty, you stupid fucking idiot. You damn near burned down the whole fucking barn with this stupid collusion crap. The two teams that you tried to screw over ended up playing for your division while you sat there with your thumb up your ass, already out of the playoffs. Suck on that, Giants.
Right.
Sucking on it hard.
Boy,
I'm feeling my oats.
Congratulations. You know, good job. Yeah,
I'm another bummed year.
I'm bummed, but you know, congratulations, man. The Redskins are. Hey, I will say this. There's one thing I'm glad, and that's the fact that Dallas does not now have to go and get just destroyed by the Seattle Seahawks like the Redskins have to do. So that's a good thing. So I'm happy about that.
Hey, you know, at least we play them at home. I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, because they may have been 8-0 at home, but they were 3-5 on the road, and the only three wins they had were against crap teams like the Buffalo Bills.
They're legit. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll talk about the playoffs later. I got some thoughts about the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
I think some teams that nobody expects are going to make some noise.
I absolutely agree with you. All right, well, let's get to this Sam Huff history lesson. I'm listening to this going, what the hell is this guy even talking about? I mean, but I'm glad he's on, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, the way it is it's almost like the director says in his ear, okay, Sam, you've got 10 seconds. Say whatever comes into your mind. And he just goes.
Yeah, and then he said this.
You know, it's interesting. He talks about, you know, Vince Lombardi. I talk about Tom Landry when we were playing. You know, we played against each other. And Dallas with Tom Landry, They started that franchise in Dallas because of Tom Landry and Vince Lombardi, who ended up in Washington, D.C. with me and Sonny.
Okay, now wait a second. All right, first off, he says they started the franchise in Dallas because of Tom Landry. I don't think anybody even knew. Really? Did anybody even know who Tom Landry was when they started that franchise? And secondly,
well, yeah, they did. He was the Giants' defensive coordinator. He was Sam Huff's coach, of all things, okay, in New York, because the Giants, he sort of has it. This is where he gets confused. He remembers pieces of the past.
Right.
Because the Giants had Lombardi as an offensive coordinator and Landry as a defensive coordinator in the late 50s. So, and Sam was there. But then where the hell the rest of this comes from, I have no idea.
I know. Well, what is that? I mean, well let's see. Tom Landry's over there, so let's start the Dallas Cowboys for him. What is that?
We're going to start it. And Vince Lombardi, who ended up here with me and Sonny, which it was true for a year. Hey, you want to hear my cool Vince Lombardi in Washington story? I do have a cool Vince Lombardi in Washington story.
Okay.
I was six in 1969, right? My grandfather was a doctor who was residential at one of the D.C. hospitals, right? Well, I can remember going with him one day to work. Just, I don't know, I was screwing around with my grandfather. And there were these huge guys all around the place. And he told me who they were, man. And they were the Redskins. And as it turns out, as I look back on history, they were the Redskins that were hanging around outside of Vince Lombardi's room while he was dying in the hospital there. So,
huh?
Not really a brush with greatness, kind of a brush with the door that led to the guys that had greatness.
Right.
When I was a little kid. So there you go, my quick little Vince Lombardi story.
Now we got Doc Walker.
Right.
You know, we're talking about...
I love Doc Walker.
Talking about your running back running all over Dallas. He loved it, man. And this was a comment he made during the game.
This is how you analyze a football game for football fans.
All right, what a great run. Back to the weak side.
Yeah, impose your will on another man. Go in his house, take the food off his plate, eat in front of him.
I mean, you know what? We always talk about how these football announcers have to bite their tongue and say words like fanny and rear end. That's how we understand things. Go in another man's house. Take the food off his plate.
Impose your will on another man. Go in his house. Take the food off his plate. Eat in front of him.
Right.
That's right. Fuck his wife. Smack his kids.
Yeah, well, that's the one thing I will say. The local radio guys for these teams, they don't have to bite their tongue as much. They say some stuff sometimes, you know?
I've been listening to a lot of them lately. And for the playoffs, I'm going to have a lot of stuff, I guarantee you, because I've got access to pretty much every team on the radio now.
Right.
It's not like it's anything big. But I finally got my computer to where it does the things I want. So, yeah, you can hear a lot of fun stuff. You can hear a lot of fun stuff. And Doc Walker, he wants to play in the game. He really does. Yeah. He wants to be in the damn game, I think.
Dexter Manley, former Redskin. There's another one. This was before the game. He was talking about meeting fans before the game. This is great.
The Secretary of Defense is in the glass enclosed nerve center.
Mark, John, thank you for having me. But first of all, before you guys get started, I must tell you, I've been a lot of fans. I mean, at least 200 or 300 in this whole region have come up and talked to me, and not one of them, most of them have had bad breath. And most of them have hardly no teeth, whether black or white, and have run over shoes. So that tells me that theory, most have been Dallas Cowboy fans.
Oh,
and they seem to be the most ugliest people in the National Football League.
What is that about?
I tend to agree with them. They all have run over shoes, Tom. I guarantee you, if you look down at your feet right now, you've got run over shoes.
Most of them have had bad breath. And okay, most of them have hardly no teeth, whether black or white, and have run over shoes.
Run over shoes? What is it? Got track marks on them? Car tire marks on them? What's that mean?
I have no idea what the hell that means. You got run over shoes. Maybe it is. Maybe if you're a defensive end with size 16 feet, yeah, that's what happens to you. But none of us can relate to that. But I tend to agree, though.
I mean, you're a hobo living out on the tracks or what? I don't know. I don't.
Run over shoes. You do have bad breath. People, y'all don't know this, but when Tom finishes the podcast, Consuela comes in and takes the pop filter off his microphone and throws it straight in the incinerator. y'all didn't know that, did you?
Oh, les pew. Senior Tom's been doing the show.
And they seem to be the most ugliest people in the National Football League.
Well, god dang it, if I don't just god dang resent that remark, that ain't funny at all. Duane, get your goddamn car off my shoes. Quit parking on my goddamn shoes.
Oh, hey, that guy Shango, the Cowboys fan on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I can imagine how upset he was.
Oh, cocky! Jason freaking Garrett! You lost this game!
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, but he didn't... I really like him, man. He's a very objective kind of fan.
Oh, yeah.
He lets it all hang out. But he did a video this week where he watched the game, but he didn't show us himself while he was looking at the plays, because I'm sure he was much more like that clip right there. He just kind of did clips in between the big plays and told us what he thought.
Right. So this is him as Romo throws that late game third interception.
Dwayne Harris again. And the 2-point conversion, 21-18. Jeez, I thought we were done, people. I really did. I thought the way they were running the ball, I thought we were done. But now, another stop, D. All right, guys, there's Tony Romo's third interception. Again, it was I don't know, and I'm watching him running. I'm watching. Oh, my goodness, man. All right, it's not over. We can hold him to a field goal and then get the ball back. Then we have a chance. All right.
Totally deflated right there.
Oh, my God, that is so funny. Because, yeah, that's how his video clips. The first thing he's talking about is the punt return by Harris in which Savraca decapitated him and took the 15-yard face mask. Remember that? He tackled him by his head.
Yeah.
And then after that, it goes straight to Romo's interception. And, yeah, that was a, I don't know, man. Oh, my goodness.
He's probably ready to send Romo to Cleveland.
He probably.
But if you don't get your shit straight, you'll find your ass in Cleveland. At best.
Well, they fired their coach. They're definitely going to need a quarterback. Isn't Romo? Oh, Romo's from Wisconsin. Close enough. Wisconsin is the Cleveland of the United States. Oh, I'm having too much fun, people.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add to the game?
No, there's really nothing left to add about the football game. I thought that the game was it spoke for itself. Alfred Morris is a card-carrying badass MF-er, boy. I'll tell you what, 200 yards rushing.
Yeah, I know it, man.
You just can't beat that. There's nothing you can say. You know, I mean, a Cowboy fan could usually have an excuse if there's something going on there, but when you get that red down your throat.
Oh, dude, it was just an ass whooping.
You got beat. You got beat.
Yeah, there were actually other things that happened in the NFL over the weekend, so we're going to get to that coming up. Going to hear from Mark Sanchez, like I said, Daffy Irvin, AP all day, almost all day.
Oh, he's unstoppable.
Yeah, and what did Dick say? That's all coming up next.
We were the best team in the NFL. We were the best team in the NFL. I don't give a fuck if Tennessee and Pittsburgh were better than us. We were the best team in the NFL. And we fucking did prove it that day. And now we're out of
it completely.
I give a fuck. Because you know what? I won the Super Bowl trophy. We're not going to get it this year. Even though we deserved it.
We went into Pittsburgh
and we fucking beat their asses in Pittsburgh.
We went into Arizona.
Yes, we did. And we fucking beat their asses. Here? Yes, we did. And we fucking beat Arizona to a bloody pulp. Oh, man. And we go in the playoffs and we lose to the fucking Eagles, man. Come on. I give a fuck,
you
man. This team is my life. This team is why I live. And we're fucking.
Shut the fuck up, you motherfucker! It's a fucking game! Fuck! Fuck! Shut up! No. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Don't do this.
VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
Let's take a look back at a very busy year.
We have an electronic scrapbook
of the year gone by.
It's been the most life-changing year.
Dick Clark, synonymous with the rise of rock and roll, has died at age 82.
Hunger Games debuting at number one.
If I'm gonna die, I want to still be me.
Elmo calls it quits.
Everybody!
Open Gangnam Style.
Two new judges for American Idol.
Keith Urban and rapper Nicki Minaj.
Another run-in with the law for Lindsay Lohan. Leaving the scene of an accident in New York,
Nicole Snooki Polizzi gave birth to a boy early Sunday in a New Jersey hospital.
You better recognize.
Tom Cruise is deeply saddened after his wife, actress Katie Holmes, filed for divorce.
Singer Whitney Houston has died at the age of 48.
Hurricane Sandy is now bearing down on the eastern U.S.
People were shot at a midnight showing of the new Batman movie.
A gunman opening fire at Sandy Hook Elementary School.
As a country, we have been through this too many times.
President Obama has won re-election.
Will all of the zeros please stand up?
I went to a number of women's groups and said, can you help us find folks? And they brought us whole binders full of women.
Well, Governor, we also have fewer horses and bayonets.
I think the hoodie is as much responsible for Trayvon Martin's death.
Ask him whether or not he had been involved in an activity called butt chugging.
Football coach Joe Paterno has died.
Jerry Sandusky was convicted.
Touching me, touching you.
To the Giants, you're now world champions once again.
Kentucky claiming the NCAA basketball title.
Champions 2012.
The Los Angeles Kings Stanley Cup champions for the first time.
The Miami Heat are once again NBA champions.
LeBron James is again the NBA's MVP.
Michael Phelps now has more Olympic medals than any other Olympian in modern history.
After losing in four sets at the U.S. Open, Andy Roddick retires.
I've appreciated your support along the way.
As far as cycling's governing body is concerned, Lance Armstrong is out of the record books.
Johan Santana has thrown the first no-hitter in New York Mets history.
A perfect game by a Seattle Mariner. It was done by the King, Felix Hernandez.
The San Francisco Giants have won the World Series.
And the Giants have won it all.
And with no progress to end the NHL lockout, the league canceling all games through the end of December.
Players on the New Orleans Saints were paid to hurt opponents.
Tebow now officially joining the New York Jets.
This is going to be an outstanding football team. The best team that I've had since I've been here.
Touchdown, Seahawks! Golden Tate steps down with the ball. How did he do it?
After further ado, the call on the field stands. Touchdown.
You've got to be kidding me. That's unbelievable.
The National Football League and its officials have reached a contract deal that will put the regular referees back on the field.
Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Javon Belcher and his girlfriend, the child's mother, are dead.
Dallas Cowboys defensive lineman Josh Brent flipped his car, killing teammate Jerry Brown.
Brees steps up in the pocket, throws, and it's wide open. Henderson, 10, 5, and there it is. Drew Brees passes Johnny Unitas, throwing a touchdown in his 48th straight game.
The 2012 winner of the Heisman Memorial Trophy is Johnny Manziel.
Never underestimate RG3.
For the first time since 1999, the Redskins are NFC East champions.
Yes, they are.
Change is necessary when we go into the last two seasons, get to the last two games. And if we play well in those last two games, can be sitting in the playoffs.
Ray Lewis has announced he is done after this season.
Everything that starts has an end. This will be last time 52 plays in a uniform in Raven Stadium.
Hey, it's Beth Williams, Playboy's Miss August 2012, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. Tom's pretty hot. John, not so much.
Did you hear that, John?
9 yards.
No, did you hear that?
Did I hear that?
A Playboy playmate thinks I'm hot.
I did hear that. I heard that. I gotta tell you, she doesn't think I'm very hot.
No.
But, she understands that window dressing doesn't always sell the car. You gotta have some horsepower under the hood if you get my drift.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that was Beth Williams. And since we're on the topic, I'm going to go ahead and mention this. Like she said in the ID, she's Miss August from Playboy. Mm-hmm. And she's going for Playmate of the Year.
She's campaigning, Tom.
Well, yeah, they all do. Yes.
Yeah, of course. She's around talking about the issues, folks.
Yeah.
I don't think we should go over the fiscal cliff. That doesn't sound very nice.
She's out there praying for world peace.
Right.
No, really nice girl, really cool. Actually, really smart. I say actually. I know that sounds degrading to Playboy playmates, I suppose, but the girl's got a master's degree. And we had her in on the morning show on The Blitz, and we had a listener call in, and we played Are You Smarter Than a Playboy Playmate? You know, we did trivia back once.
I tell you what, I'm a lot smarter than most anybody that listens to this show, including that idiot John that's making fun of me right now. I'm a lot smarter than that guy.
Anyway, so I want to thank her for doing the ID for us. But yeah,
that's pretty cool, man. That's pretty hot. I got to tell you.
Yeah, you Google her, Beth Williams Playboy. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Go to Playboy.com and go to the Playmate of the Year voting and vote for Beth Williams. You know, she's now officially part of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, so go vote for her.
You can't just tell people to vote for her because we're pushing her agenda. That makes us no better than Fox News. Go look at the issues, people. See where she stands on things like teddies and negligees in the bedroom. You know, see where she stands on long walks on the beach. All right? Make sure she agrees with your positions, and as long as it's doggy style, all's good.
Where do I stand on airbrushing? Well, airbrushing's all right if you've got cellulite, which I don't, so vote for me.
All right, yeah, so Adrian Peterson comes up 9 yards short. Right after the game, obviously there, he didn't seem to care much.
He's
because
with Pam
they,
Oliver.
Because they won, and that's the ultimate goal, and I get that. But I think after the season's over, you know, like when we get into March or April and he starts mm-hmm. thinking about it, he's going to be going like, damn, man, 9 yards from that history.
He's going to be standing at the podium when he goes into the Hall of Fame, and they'll be saying, and here he is, 9 yards from the all-time record, Adrian Peterson. Hey, you know what? I think that, again, I said this right before the break, he's unstoppable, Tom.
Oh, he's amazing.
Every time I looked up, which was every 30 seconds, as soon as I hear somebody say "Hut," I look up and Adrian Peterson is off again. And it's not like he's like hitting open spaces and making all these long runs because he's got nobody touching him. He's running through people, stiff arming guys like they're not even standing there. The Packers are a bunch of vaginas.
He did this to everybody. He's got this move, man. He's got this move. They give him the ball, he comes up, and it looks like he never is going to wait on a block or anything. But he'll stutter step, or he'll pop to the side real quick, or he'll just stop because somebody's going to move by him. And then it's not even a gear. It's like a gun. It's a bullet. I mean, because he's running real fast. All of a sudden, he's dead stopped. He's moved over 2 feet, and then bam, like a bullet out of a gun. And it's amazing how he does it.
Preceded by a stiff arm.
Yeah, a lot of times it is. But it's just amazing how quick he can stop and move or do a stiff arm or, you know, a cut or a juke, and then how fast he's moving again.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, as an old guy, in relation to some of the people in our audience, you know, when you hear somebody like Sam Huff compare every running back he ever sees to Jim Brown, which he did the other night as well, this is what it looked like when we watched Eric Dickerson run. All right? At least that's the way I feel about it. He does. He looks a lot like
Dickerson.
Neither
of those guys had this kind of speed, though.
Dickerson did.
I don't know about it. Not like fly. That, man. I never saw it. Just how fast he's moving from a dead stop. It's unbelievable.
When I see Peterson run, he punishes guys.
He does.
Man. He beats the crap
very
out
physical.
Of him. He beats the shit out of him. So the playoffs in the NFC look great as far as I'm concerned.
You brought up Dickerson, and Peterson had this to say about Dickerson after the game.
I know Eric Dickerson is feeling so good right now.
he is.
You know, God's willing, I'll get it next year and not make it close.
That's all right. I'll just get it next year.
Yeah, good, man. That's good because, you know, other than that, the Vikings ain't got doodly going on. Well, really, this team, how many games did they win in a row? Like six?
I don't know. It's almost as many as the Redskins, right?
Almost. I mean, they were as good as dead as like the Redskins were, and they put on a hell of a run there. But it's all him.
It is.
It's all him.
They play solid defense.
They do.
They
but
do.
Really, on offense, you know what they're going to do, and nobody can stop it anyway. He just like stands there and says, go ahead, take your shot. You're not going to tackle
But me. When they need a play other than that, Christian Ponder seems to make it.
Well, I don't know.
If, I mean, you know, third and ten, Ponder converts.
and turns around and hands it to the bulldozer.
Well, no. But I mean, when they don't, when he's got to go to the air, he seems to get it done. And here's the thing, this streak that they've been on this second half of the season, they're doing it without Percy Harvin.
Oh, I know. Well, Percy Harvin, from what I understand, is in the doghouse with Leslie Frazier and is probably going to be out at the end of this year.
Really?
I mean, he's a free agent anyway. And yeah, you really think he should have been put on injured reserve?
I don't know. That guy's a weapon.
He's a weapon they don't need, apparently.
Yeah, and that's, they talk about that. You get into December and January, what do you need offensively? What do you really need? You need to be able to run that football.
Yeah,
and the Vikings can do that. The Redskins can do that. The Seahawks can do that. The Niners can run the ball pretty well with Gore.
Yeah.
Packers, I don't know. I mean, Ryan Grant is now your running back. I'm worried about them. I'm not necessarily worried, but I see that as a big concern.
I think the Vikings are taking them this week. I think the Vikings are taking them down this week. I think they're going to see the same thing they saw last week,
not,
and they're still not going to be able to
stop
it.
I would not be surprised. That would not surprise me one bit. I think you're right. I think in the NFC, both road teams win this week. I agree with you.
No way. Get out of here. Shut up about all that. But I'll tell you what, I think the Packers look at the game film and they go, well, there he goes. How the hell are we going to stop it this week? And they're going to go, I don't know. What do you think? Well, let's try to tackle him.
Right. Exactly.
And they're going to go, well, we tried that. It doesn't work. The same. It's going to be a carbon copy. Now, the Seahawks and the Redskins, that's an even game, man.
Oh, okay.
That's an even. I really think so. I think they're equal in terms of the running game. I think that the edge has to go to the Seahawks because of their physical defense.
Right.
I really think that makes a big difference.
That defense is nasty, man.
It is. They beat the crap out of you. They got those big cornerbacks.
They're so physical. So physical.
I hope they take the brace off of Griffin's knee so he can run. They were all week long. You saw how they were talking about how he was running kind of gimpy the other night. It's not because it hurts. It's because of the brace. He's not used to the brace. But Wilson is the same thing, just not as fast. We'll see.
Right.
We'll see. I noticed, they put it at Sunday at 4:30. I would hope that the game would have been Saturday at noon. That would have been great. Bring the Seahawks here for a Saturday at noon game. Yeah.
Right.
But yeah. Oh, well. We'll see. I think that's an even game.
Here again, Cincinnati's got to go to Houston again this year. I Houston, though, they've been playing crap, man. This team looks so great all year, and they can't close the deal.
Nope. Bengals are going to win.
You think so?
Bengals are going to win straight outright. Mm. That's right. AJ Green is going to get off. He's going to get off.
I would like to see that happen, but there's no way I'd bet money on it.
I'm betting both road teams in the AFC this week, and I would bet them heavy. I think the Bengals win outright, and I think the Colts are going to straight out take their foot and stick it right up the Ravens' ass and kick them into the freaking Chesapeake Bay.
What if Ray Lewis plays?
I don't give a damn. What is Ray Lewis going to do? Ray Lewis, hey, you Andrew Luck, get off of my lawn and pull your pants up. I'm telling you what, Tom, you go up right now. Anybody lives in Indianapolis right now, you go up to Andrew Luck, that goofy-looking bastard, and you say, you, show me your badass card. He will whip that thing right out. A
lot of rookies with badass cards in the NFL this year. A lot of them.
They're brash, Tom. They're very brash. They don't know that they shouldn't be able to do this. Nobody's been able to tell them they can't.
Right.
So they do it.
Right.
Ray Lewis is going to get up.
Do you young punks, you don't know nothing. I played with Trent Dilfer, you know.
Well, I'm going to be rooting hard for the Bengals because, I mean, man, I got a father-in-law, brother-in-law. I know so many family and friends around here who are Bengals fans. So, I'm, obviously I'm rooting for them hard.
I want to see it.
That'd be great. And So basically, like me, I don't know if I could just flat out pick them, but yeah, I can see all four road teams winning this weekend. Definitely.
I could see either way. I could see the Redskins in Seattle as a toss up game. We got 90,000 people. They think it's loud in their place. let's see how loud how they can handle loud in our place. So I think I'll have to give my home team the edge there, because I think that when you get right down to it, when it comes down to two offenses that they're going to try to paint up this week as, oh, they're very equal. Look at this. They both got young rookie quarterbacks. Both are mobile. Yeah, okay, one's mobile. One can fly. One can fucking fly. So, edge Redskins.
Woo, baby! Can you imagine if Seattle were to win and Minnesota were to win, then you've got... Who's the one seed?
In the NFC, it's
Atlanta.
The
Atlanta. So then you got Minnesota going to Atlanta, and Seattle going to San Francisco again.
I could see Minnesota beating Atlanta.
I can see Seattle beating San Francisco. So then you've got Seattle hosting the NFC Championship game.
I don't know. Last time Seattle played San Francisco, it was pretty close, I think. Wasn't it within like 40, 45 points or something like that?
All right, I want to talk about the Jets for just a moment. Mark Sanchez.
Well, good.
Mark Sanchez had this to say.
I'm contracted to be here. I want to be here. That's all I'm known is a Jet uniform, and you know I plan on playing here forever. So who knows?
Oh my God, the Jets fans are just shaking right now. Can you imagine? Mark Sanchez plans on playing there forever.
Look, Jets and Jet fans, just get used to it. You might as well. It doesn't make any goddamn difference. You're the Jets. You're never... Joe Namath is gone. Okay? You're not getting back.
That's why it's I go back to Romo. Romo's got to go. Romo sucks. I could have Mark Sanchez. Mark Sanchez could be there. No. Fine. You're going to give me a quarterback that I know is better before you go getting rid of Romo.
Well, let me tell you, this Mark Sanchez, I tell you,
Romo was good looking.
The ladies like that Sanchez, and he'll bring in the Mexicans.
And there you go. Speaking of the Jets and the Cowboys, haven't heard anything about any coaches being fired yet.
Well, Rex Ryan's not getting fired. They fired Mike Tannenbaum. They fired the GM because he's got the same name as Christmas Tree. That's his name. His name is Mike Christmas Tree.
Yeah, it's all fixed. Just like when the Eagles fired their defensive coordinator, then everything was all fixed.
Oh, my God, the Eagle fans. Dude, where's my friend Kennedy McGovern? Dude, you are living in a cloud. He's like, well, you know, the Eagles will be back next year. You know, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. But dude, you're not. The window is shut.
Wow.
That 42-7 that those loser-ass stay-at-home Giants put on you was the slamming and the throw of the lock on the sash. You're done.
It's exactly what the next couple of years are going to look like every week in the NFL for the Eagles.
I'm so sick and tired of Andy Reid press conferences. Well, it's my fault. I've got to put him in better position to make the plays. I'm so sick of it. I'm sick of him. I'm through. That is it.
Right. Y'all have been crying for, it was this guy and this guy and Andy and everybody. Well, now nobody's left, all right? Banner's gone. Reed's gone. You got rid of McNabb. You're going to get rid of Vic. There's nobody left that you can blame. Everything that's going to happen now is what you asked for.
Right.
They're going to bring in Gruden, and you know what he's going to do? He's going to get there and go, all right, you ready, guys? Let's gather around. I've got a whole bunch of crap to put in your head. 59, 73, Razor, 64, 25, 38, 58, Impala. Go! And they're going to say, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, and then after that, in a couple of years, he's going to go to Lurie, this Nick Foles guy, this is not working.
A couple of years? He's going to go to him in a couple of days. You know, I got that Lurie guy on the bus, you know, and he had no idea what to do. I said, you know, you look at your picture here on the TV, and yo, wow, Sam Zoom. And he looked at me like he didn't understand.
Right.
He's as bad as could you imagine if the shakeup at Monday Night Football is that they put Gruden and Herm Edwards in the booth together. People would have no idea what the fuck was
right,
going on.
But we'd have fun with it.
Oh, that would be great. We're dreaming now.
Yeah, right. So it looks like maybe it's going to come out. Right now, it's not looking like Jason Garrett's going to get fired. Haven't heard anything.
I doubt he is.
Now, Garrett has stated he will not relinquish the play-calling duties.
Well, see, who was that I was listening to on the radio today said that when you do that, you they were talking about Ken Whisenhunt. When you take over play calling, now the owner has a whole other set of reasons that he can call you into his office and say, you're screwing this up. You know?
Right.
So if he's doing the play calling and Romo's throwing interceptions, it's hard to say because really, Romo all the way up until Sunday night has been playing great through December, like 450 yards a game.
Yeah, like the seven previous games, I think he threw one interception in seven games.
Yeah, see, that's just like fantasy land. I can't even believe we're on planet Earth when you're saying things like that to me. What the hell happened?
But now, but
the Mayans right? Are we in the, you know?
But John, I don't know if you've heard this rumor, and I know you're going to pray for it to happen.
Right.
But the reason I brought up the fact that Garrett said he would not relinquish the play calling duties is because there has been talk of bringing in an offensive coordinator to Dallas, a guy by the name of Norv Turner.
Well, that would just be wonderful there, wouldn't it?
Oh, my God.
That would be awesome.
Oh, God.
Now, see, you can't say that because he actually has done you well. He won Super Bowls doing that.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if I'd be a totally... I just don't know if that's the answer. You know, was he going to take Romo to the side and become his big brother? And how is Garrett...
He is. He's pretty good with that. You know, it's just that when he has to do everything else, he doesn't know when to give up on a guy that's screwing up. He doesn't know when to stop.
Right, but I don't know. I don't know if Garrett can deal with that. I don't know if Norv Turner going to come in and be the offensive coordinator for a head coach who was once his backup quarterback?
Well, see, here's the thing, man. Garrett should be used to taking orders from Norv.
Right.
You know? He should be used to dealing with Norv. And he also ought to recognize that the only reason that anybody knows who Jason Garrett is because he sat there on the bench while Norv directed that team to a couple of Super Bowls.
Yeah, but the only way this is going to happen is if Jerry Jones orders Garrett to give up the play calling duties to Norv Turner. I don't know. No. I don't know.
God dang it. You get your howdy duty ass back in your god dang locker room and give Norv that god dang playbook right now.
That would be great. Well, I finally accomplished the accomplishment I wanted to accomplish. You know, Norv Turner, Tom, is the only coach with 100 wins that has a losing record.
That's ridiculous.
That's the fact. That just says how does this guy keep getting hired? He hangs around so long that he can actually have 100 wins and everybody knows he sucks.
Well, that's just with what? That's with the Redskins and the Chargers, right?
And the Raiders.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he was a Raider coach for a while. Yeah, so, you know, but you got to factor in the fact that the Chargers gave him a team that was ready to win 10 games a year for the next 7 or 8 years.
So so who did they replace Norv Turner with? Tilliard's sister?
Yeah, what, Liz, I believe is her name.
Oh, we found
Liz
out her name?
Tilliard.
Oh, Liz Tilliard.
Liz? So, hello, Liz. How are you? Nice to make your acquaintance. Yes, we're going to hook. I think we should do that. Maybe let's get a couple of resumes from Liz, and we should put her name in consideration for the Eagle job, for the Charger job. Really, she lives in the north of England. I believe living in San Diego would be a hell of a good thing for her complexion, don't you think?
Well, Whisenhut's out in Arizona. You got out in right. Romeo Crennel in Kansas City, and Lovey in Chicago's gone.
Lovey is that one's a kind of a surprise.
They started 7-1. I think that people were just so furious about the collapse, you know.
Well, they ought to look at their offensive line coach and say, how come you guys kept collapsing and got our quarterback hurt and made Jason Campbell get in the game?
Yeah, because that first half of the season, you know, because you had their defense in fantasy and they were racking it up and you were winning games, and all of a sudden that stopped and you stopped winning games and they stopped winning games.
They're my Super Bowl pick.
Yes, my Super Bowl teams are still alive.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's la-di-da for you. You look at my team from last year, my pick from last year, they're the number one seed in the NFC this year.
I told you! What did I tell you? What did I tell you? I said you went a year too early on Atlanta.
I always do.
Even though I didn't pick them. But my Denver Broncos pick looking pretty damn good.
Yeah, they are looking good. They are looking pretty damn good, that's for sure. Peyton Manning is the bona fide man. However, his younger brother Eli ain't. You know what? Kiss that trophy because it's about to get taken away. You got to give it up soon.
All right. I want to play this clip from Michael Irvin. He's talking to Marshall Faulk about I believe about Adrian Peterson.
They're talking about Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, right. And about facing eight guys in the box, and Michael Irvin tells you how Emmitt dealt with that back in the 90s. Okay.
You really patted your offensive lineman on the back when you got yards with eight guys or nine guys in the box. This man is facing that every down.
Marshall, when we had, you have eight or nine in the box, Emmitt would come and give me a tongue lashing. Get them out of that box. Right now, you're not making enough plays.
A tongue lashing, Tom. A tongue lashing.
The last time I worked with someone with a speech impediment.
Emmitt would come back in the huddle and say, "Did eight guys on the balloon pop the grill?" That's Donald Duck, by the way. That isn't Daffy Duck.
Oh, is it? Oh, it's Donald Duck. Yeah, okay, sorry.
Right. We are the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour. We better get that right. That sounds like Emmitt Smith to me. He comes in the huddle and says, "This is what we needed to do."
I am Michael.
Yes, you are.
He's good for one or two a week, man. Oh, I'll tell you what, their podcast is too much fun. Mm-hmm. You just wait. I don't want to overdo it with Michael Irvin on that podcast, but I listen to that thing every week, and it is just, seriously, like you told me we were talking about the other day, it's two guys in their basement.
It is, and they sound completely stoned, and they have no direction. It doesn't sound like there's any planning that goes into that. They just sit down, turn on a microphone, and start talking, and Michael's usually too far away from the mic to hear him. Completely.
They share a microphone. It's almost like they're in a hotel, Motel 6 with two beds and a mini bar. And they're just sitting around talking about stuff.
And a bong.
Right. And a bong. So that'll be coming up in the new year, you know.
Oh, yes, it will. Get enough of that. That's funny. All right. Speaking of the new year.
I can't ever get enough of that.
Speaking of the new year, yes, Dick Clark is dead. He was not on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin'. His name was on it. I didn't watch it, didn't record it, didn't. I have no idea what happened with, I don't care less about Ryan Seacrest.
Dude, tell you what. Sorry, but this Beth Williams, I Googled her up. She is. Oh, my goodness.
Can't stop looking at Beth Williams now. Yeah, so you vote for her.
You were talking about Ryan Seacrest. I had to stop you.
I am so ready. We are so close, Dick.
I guess he was Googling Beth Williams, too.
Oh, by the way, it's January 1st, and in Maryland, all the gays got married. So all you people out there, your marriages are ruined. I hate to tell you.
Yeah, there you go. It's over.
So, that's why you feel so weird today.
All right, so we got some brand new clips from Dick Clark. Ah, they wonder how we did this, John.
We have the ticket. We can get anywhere.
Yes. All right, so Dick Clark from the grave. What did Dick say, John? Here we go. This is clip number one. What did Dick say? Man, that's tough. I know. I don't know what to tell you, but that's a tough one.
City workers dressed like red zookeepers watching the bees in the streetlights.
That's pretty close, man.
Really? Okay. All right, good.
That's pretty close. They were green, not red.
Oh, yes. Damn. All right. I was close. That's probably the closest I've ever gotten.
All right, here's the second one.
All right, ready?
Here we go.
Oh, that one's easy. Nobody panicked. That was only the dog.
How did you get that?
That was up.
How did you get that?
Well, you could hear the dog before the bit starts. So right. It was obvious.
All right. Here we go. Here's another one. Oh, that's what? Tough, man. That one is tough.
That's a long one.
Yeah.
I think he says, "I remember when Ryan Seacrest was an intern who begged my agent to let him scratch my nuts when it is."
That's perfect. You are great today. That is awesome.
I'm 3 for 3.
Very good. You're having a great one this year.
Okay.
All right. All right. Ready? All right, I got one more here.
All right.
All right, here we go. Oh, how about that? You got that one? You need to hear it again?
Yeah, go one more time.
All right. All right, from the grave, what did Dick say?
Tell Pickler she either sits in my lap or she's on the next bus back to Hooterville.
Very good.
Oh, my God.
4 for 4.
Finally, I got them all.
There you go. You did it.
Because the first one, I swear to God, sounded like he said,
I still want to know this clip. This one was from 2 years ago, and I still have never been able to figure it out.
Get in for escalator. Come here.
I know he says, come here at the end.
Get in for escalator. Come here.
But I couldn't even begin to tell you what he said before he said, come here. Never tell have figured that out.
Sits on my lap.
I would like one of our.
Do it again.
One of our listeners maybe could tell us.
Get in for escalator. Come here.
And what the hell that is, I have no idea.
I don't know.
13, 12, 8, 7, 6.
That never gets old.
No, it doesn't. Maybe it was because his urine bag that he had strapped to his leg was full.
Hi, Dick.
Come here.
Dick.
God, Ryan Seacrest. We are now up to, we now get Ryan Seacrest for 60 years.
Right.
I'll probably die first, which is good. Because I don't want to have to know who's next.
I know.
I say it should be Liz Tilliard.
Oh, Liz Tilliard. There you go. Yeah.
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 That's we should get that girl a job.
All right. You That's got awful. Any email?
Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, I got a couple. Hey, thanks to everybody who donated this year, by the way.
Yeah, very nice of you.
Some people donated. We really, you know, that was a terrific year that we just had. We gave a bunch of great shows, and really, the folks that donated, man, y'all outdid yourselves this year. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, for those of you who did, those of you who didn't, you still can. We've still got the playoffs and the Super Bowl, so you feel free.
Right. All right, from over in jolly old UK, we've got our favorite bookmaker over there, Pete Sidorn. Pete calls up and says, hey, John and Tom, I was trying to work out what was better this past Sunday, the fact that the Redskins won the NFC East, or the image of that panty-sniffing tool Tony Romo looking so miserable, knowing he caused Jerry a shot at the playoffs. Hell of the Redskins, Pete Sidorn, Bristol, England. Yeah, yeah.
I am tired of this.
I am too, Diva Lover. I'm tired of it.
Way to go, Pete. That's all right, man. I'll tell you what the hell was up with that hat that Romo put on at the end of the game? What was that, like a freaking Dr. Seuss thing? That thing was like 6 feet long. Honest to God, it looked like something you put on a horse's leg when he's got to, you know, when he's got to keep warm or something. Christ.
Yeah, one of them goofy ski hats.
Well, that's all we got. That's all
no
we got.
No Facebook
we got one
post
email this week. No, I didn't put a thing up for Facebook this week. I mean, I can scan it and see if there's anything fun that we could talk about here, but I didn't put a place. It's the new year, folks. You know.
All right. The final season standings for the Bang Cartoon Radio Pigskin Pick'em. Number one with 176 correct picks, and this guy's actually in the 99.9 percentile of the country, the
really?
Romosexuals.
Really? Well, way to go, Romosexual. That's
yes.
Cool.
Ryan Leaf's cellmate was in second place with 173 correct picks.
That's a great name. Ryan Leaf's cellmate.
Yep.
Actually, Ryan Leaf's best friend right now is like a 93-year-old man that sits next to the door at Walmart and says, have a nice day.
And in third place with 172 correct picks, Tom's Holy Moly.
Hey, Tom's Holy Moly.
Holy Moly.
So I'll tell. I took.
So you've got a holy moly and a nutsack that everybody's in.
Right.
In. That's pretty.
How about
good.
That?
Aren't you something?
All right. Now in the gridiron challenge. Wait a minute. Here we are. The ahoy of the annoy.
The ahoy of the annoy. I believe that is a reference to a Three Stooges. I can't remember what it was, but tell me if I'm right or wrong. This dude has to write in or put a Facebook post up. I believe that is a reference to the Three Stooges.
The 32nd of Wales.
Who was in second?
It's the Ahoy of the Annoy, the 32nd of Wales.
So I believe that was a Stooges thing. I'm probably way off. It's probably Shakespeare.
I can't remember who that is, but yeah, broke the 2,000 point mark.
I'm telling you, I think it's Larry.
Okay.
Larry Fine. That's I'm going with Larry Fine.
All right. And second place, the Pumpkin Pickers.
The Pumpkin Pickers?
Yeah.
Well, I guess they didn't go pumpkin picking.
I could have gone pumpkin picking!
Right. And in third place, Dion's Mama.
Dion's Mama?
Dion's Mama, yes.
I saw my mama.
I remember when my mama was out on the corner trying to make enough money to buy me some Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Oh, man. I finished in sixth there.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did I end up? Where did It's All Megan's Fault end up?
Are you sure you're on the front page?
No, I haven't checked it in like 2 weeks.
Oh.
I had Roethlisberger in there, I think, so I'm probably way down.
Ooh.
Frickin' Steelers, boy. I'll tell you what.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Roethlisberger, when he was drafted, was an ugly dude. And now, he is like a seriously ugly dude. You know what? I look at faces sometimes, and I try to extrapolate and see what they're going to look like. By the time Roethlisberger is 60, he's going to have one of those big old Carl Malden potato noses you watch. It's going to be gigantic. It's going to look like an Idaho spud.
There's my wife's in 13th place.
Wife knows a lot about football.
Oh, there you are. Okay. You're in 46th. Yeah, your last 2 weeks, 69 points each week, man.
Yeah, not good. Not good. Well, I haven't changed my lineup in a few weeks, so I don't know who I had in there.
Well, anyway, yes, of course, we have a Gridiron Playoff Challenge for the playoffs, and we actually can tell you this before the playoffs start. And, of course, the group is Bang Cartoon Radio. If you've never played before, this is on ESPN. You go to ESPN's Fantasy and Games, and there's a Gridiron Playoff Challenge. Very simple. It's free. You have to create an account with ESPN if you haven't done so. It's simple. You just pick two quarterbacks, two running backs, two receivers, a tight end, a kicker, and a defense. Stay under the salary cap. And, Bang sends the winner a toenail.
Yeah, a toenail.
That's how that works.
Free toenail. So. Actually, I'm not going to send you my own toenail because, Tom, I'm telling you what, man, the way these people are getting these genetics done, I don't want another me running around out there.
That's funny. Those pumpkin pickers over there, I know, right? They're going to clone you.
Well, I mean, it's hard enough as it is to try to keep people's wives away from
it. Right.
I don't want one out there that doesn't have the same scruples that all of a sudden I'm going to have to pay for. By the way, I'm looking at the Facebook page, and a brand new update from a big giant radio guy down in Arizona, Paul Marshall, says that ESPN reporting that Andy Reid will be the Cards' next head coach.
Hmm.
How about that?
Interesting.
If we got it right.
That's my buddy. My buddy Paul. He used to work with me.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good guy.
That's funny. I didn't realize there were the pumpkin pickers were there and there because I named my team name for the Gridiron Playoff Challenge. I called it Pumpkin Picking Romo.
What do you want to bet that if Andy Reid gets the job in Arizona, that they have to get him in the stadium? They have to get him in the day before. They tell him to stand on the 50-yard line of that field, and they just freaking roll him in through the big giant doors.
Oh, look at your team name, Extra Dandy Cornball Bro.
I'm the Extra Dandy Cornball Bro, man. I wish I would have been. I was going to try to call myself brother, but it wouldn't take it. It's not enough.
Is he a brother? Or is he a cornball brother?
What he is, he's a cornball brother in Dallas.
We have the Extra Dandies is another team name. Vasectomers is a team name.
The Vasectomers, that's great. That sounds like one of those British crime dramas from the 60s. Dun, 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 the Vasectomers. Dun, 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 dun.
There's another team name. I was pumpkin picking. Another team name, Cornball Brother. We're all in the same mindset here.
Yeah, man, get off my coattails, folks. What's the matter with y'all?
Hey,
come
there
up with something good.
Hey there, go farther.
Somebody
there
needs to call himself something like, Suicidal Chief or something.
Oh, here's a good one. A Dookie Poopy.
A Dookie Poopy. That's a good one.
Yeah.
See, there we go.
Yeah.
How about, no playoff a Dookie Poopy.
Sandusky's Helping Hand.
Let's hope it's holding a broom handle or
ooh,
a shank or something.
Adrian Lord's team name is Nail Me Bang.
Oh, I know. I mean, I'm telling you, Adrian, this is just getting a little too weird. Something tells me I'm glad you're on the complete opposite side of the world, right next to the most oppressive regime in the goddamn last 50 years.
Yep. So go to ESPN, go to the Gridiron Playoff Challenge, create your entry, and then after you've created the entry, you click on Join a Group, and it's Bang Cartoon Radio is the group name. It's a public group, no need for a password. And the group creator, if you're wondering, is Will Tebow for food.
Here we go. Yeah.
Group motto, nizzle, padizzle, and hooyah.
Now Tebow, where do you think he's going to end up? He'll end up in Dallas. You get rid of Romo, you get Tebow.
No, he's going to Jacksonville. He's going home where he can sell tickets.
You get Tebow. Wouldn't that be something?
No. No.
I think that would be that would sound good down in Dallas. You could have Brad Sham on the radio. We've got Tim Tebow starting today. Last week, he was one of 14 for 3 yards.
And this show is over. And we're done here. We are all done here. So go to the Facebook page. Don't forget to join the Gridiron Playoff Challenge.
By God, donate. Tom's got run over shoes, for Christ's sake.
Go Seahawks.
Oh, baby. All right, well, then I guess that's it.
That's it.
We're just done here this week.
And we'll do it again next time.
Yeah, later.
Anytime that I can get back to that glory hole, then that's a happy day for me. But all we get talking
about glory hole days.
Well, it passed you by.
Glory hole days.
And the work of a young girl's eye.
Glory hole days.
Glory hole.
Glory hole. I've been here when it was glory hole days, and I've been here when it what? I want me some glory hole.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Bang Cartoon Radio.